Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. The men who play it make it so. All of them are fearless. All of them are strong, quick, and all of them are part of a story that began long ago. A story written by men who found in a sport a demanding measure for their own courage and ability.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFAB Sports Radio, where it's all a work. We are here week four NFL season, and it just does feel great to say that again. Every week we get to have football again, and I am your host of NFL Easy Picks, Heavy Set, and my co-host, Joe Bennett Jr.
Yo, what up?
What is going on? We have a lot to go over in this episode. Oh, how did you enjoy football this weekend?
It was good. Mighty good football. It was a wacky fucking week of football, that's for sure.
It was wacky. And I know before we get into the results, I do have to say it finally happened. For years, I've been keeping track of what I call my perfect football weekend. And that is Browns win, Bears win, Steelers lose, Packers lose. This has not happened since I've been keeping track. I mean, we'll get weeks where maybe Steelers lose, Packers lose, Browns, okay, they lose. That's the thing that screws it up, but Bears win. And it's just getting so close time and time again. But this week it finally happened. The Bears beat the Steelers. So that was two down right there. The Browns picked up a victory out of nowhere. We'll get to that. And the Packers lost. It finally fucking happened. I'm excited. I'm fired up.
Yeah.
But that's how my weekend went. My Sunday. That's pretty much from actually sitting down watching the Browns game because the Bears weren't on, and basically watching the second straight week of Vikings football, and then watching the Steelers get their ass whipped. More on that definitely very shortly, but let's talk about the fantasy league and where we are at standings wise. Yeah, freaking Mop Jockey still in first place with 36 wins. Joe, you're right behind him with 34. Shane is at 32.
That's not the fantasy league, sir.
Pick'ems.
You said
did I say fantasy? Well, I'm at Pick'ems. We do Pick'ems first, fantasy second.
Okay.
Pick'ems first, fantasy second.
So yay, go for the Pick'ems league.
I mean, no matter what, we're still fucked with Mop being in first place. And we'll definitely get that on the fantasy league. Me, I'm down by 5 in the Pick'ems. Right behind me at 29, Dan the Cannon. Mart at Eat My Goal, he is 28, which by the time this gets posted, it'll be a day late. But happy birthday, Mart. Happy birthday. Aren't you going to wish him happy birthday? Okay. And then my friend Ryan is at 26, and the former champ, Stevie G, decides he's not going to show up, and I'm giving him a couple more weeks to make picks before I kick him out. So with that being said, actually, let's look at a pick breakdown and some of the differences we had. I mean, everybody got the Seahawks. I'm surprised everybody picked Chicago. I must not be the only one that's very down on how the Steelers have been doing. Denver is fucking scary. And New Orleans. I think New Orleans is surprising us. I mean, it really shows you how great Sean Payton is as a coach.
Yeah.
And he is not the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. We need to get that straight.
Remind me.
But I'll tell you one thing. We had two games in particular, three, where everybody picked the same thing except one person. And it actually only benefited once, and that was my friend Ryan. He picked Cleveland over Minnesota. That's even surprising me as a Browns fan of what happened there. We'll get to that. But you had the Bengals and Green Bay. Mop was the only one that picked. Oh, no, that's actually where it worked out, too. Mop was the only one that picked Cincinnati, and everybody else picked Green Bay. But it worked kind of funny for my friend Ryan because he's the only one that picked Cleveland, and they won. He was the only one that picked Washington, and they lost. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at it, too. There was one other game, the Jets and the Bills. I was the only one that picked the Jets. So, yay for me.
Yay for you. I normally pick the Bills, too, and I didn't. Oh, well.
I think when it came down to both of those teams, I liked them both.
Well, I got fucked on the Miami because I picked them on the show, and then something with Yahoo screwed up and had me pick Atlanta.
I'll tell you one thing I'm happy that I did this year for when I set up this league. We no longer have the big tiebreaker for the Monday night score. I was never a big fan of that. I mean, let's just pick picks and scores are all... I'm terrible at picking the fucking Monday night game score. It's like, if we're going to pick that, we might as well be picking spreads, and I don't pick spreads. So anyway, let's move on to the fantasy league. And oh, actually, I was wrong. Mop's not in first place anymore. Surprisingly, it is Dan the Cannon, number one. Number two, Shane. Number three, the main attraction. Mop down to fourth place. The Canadian Carps tip-top team. Remember, they're Canadians, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we had fun talking about that the other night. But and then Bull at sixth place, locked up for life. Damn, you are, Joe, you are seventh place. Stevie G, I'm wondering if he's making any moves here, because he's surprisingly in eighth. Parker is at ninth, and I'm in 10th place. But like I said last year, we are a pick'em show, not a fantasy football show.
Right.
So, and I'm going to need to really upgrade my team because my team sucks. See, until I was a part of the biggest blowout. I lost by 65.76 points to Shane. So, yeah, not something to be happy about.
No, we're talking about Shane here.
So that's how everything's going with the Fantasy League, and let's get into our teams and how they've been doing, and I feel like we should start with, unlike what we've been doing, I want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
And their win over the St. Louis Rams.
Yes.
So, it's your team. What do you got to say?
I mean, I believe they're proving everyone, all the haters, wrong. At least Tony Romo is. I mean, everyone was down on why did he get this big contract? Why this? Why that? He's proven it. I mean, he's doing great. He's only had like two interceptions for the year so far. And they're first place in the East. So, I mean, they've scored 83 points this season so far. So, I mean, they're doing really well.
I mean, I feel like the NFC East, as of right now, it's the Cowboys to lose, because obviously right now you have two teams that are 0-3, the Giants and the Redskins, and Philly only with one win. I mean, season's going to get longer. These differences could possibly get more spread out, or it could manage to be, we're down to the last game of the season. And I think I heard someone say that with these four teams, it's like you could have rolled dice on how the season started to pick like an order.
Mm-hmm.
And that could very well have been what it ended at for the season, because it's, this division is so unpredictable that way.
Right.
And like you could have made a case for any of these teams to win the division this year. And I mean, right now we're at the Dallas Cowboys doing it, but I'm wondering, will the Giants step up? Will the Redskins step up? Are the Eagles going to step back up after their Thursday night loss?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of questions there.
Oh,
I didn't, I'm about to say, I don't think I had the, I didn't have the Cowboys. I had the Giants winning the division, which I'm pretty much wrong there, because they would need it. Like, them and the Redskins would need a miracle right now. Anybody 3-0, you need a miracle to make the playoffs. I think it's 75% of the teams that start 0-3 don't make playoffs. So you do have a 25% window, but of all these teams, a lot of these teams are like former playoff teams, and they're 0-3.
Yeah, it's been a wacky season so far, that's for sure.
Which, let's get into the next game. And I'm not going to go the direction you think. I'm going to go with the Bears and the Steelers. Oh, this game was amazing. I mean, besides the Steelers coming back, but still, the Bears made sure that it didn't even end close.
True.
And watching the Steelers do terrible is truly music to my ears. Sports porn to my eyes, if you want to go that way. Just pure delight.
It did make me nervous, though, for a little bit in that game. The second half made me a little bit nervous.
But I want to say that the stat has come out that I just happened to read on Twitter earlier. Jay Cutler in the fourth quarter has a 97-something QB rating.
Yeah, that's
the highest in the NFL for the fourth quarter.
That's because he's had to lead the team back to victory.
And then technically, I think it's not even just the Cutler, it's the whole team. I mean, you have the defense doing work. But the thing is, when it comes down to it, the Steelers are that bad. The Steelers' defense actually did show up a little bit. Granted, the score doesn't show it, and some of those drives don't show it. But there was times that they were pressuring Cutler.
Right.
And either Cutler got the best of him, or I think there was a few times that they really got to Cutler. But I think when it comes down to it, the Steelers are just that. Like, actually, if you go watch what the Bears were doing on defense, in that offense, defensive line for the Steelers is so terrible. There was a few plays that as soon as that ball was hiked, there was someone from the Bears defense hopping over that offensive line and just running into fucking Roethlisberger. Oh, I loved it. I mean, the only thing that sucks coming out of this game is Henry Milton being now out for the season. Was it ACL or MCL? You remember?
Yeah, it's the ACL.
ACL, MCL, they're just so fucking, I get them mixed up. It doesn't help that my high school that I went to, the league we were in was called the PCL. So all these CL shit. So, so I was very happy at that. I mean, Bears are 3-0. A start that I wanted to see happen, but I think next up this week, we'll get into it later. Lions are going to be a test, and next up is, after that, Saints. That's another big test. Giants, Redskins, and then the bye. But yeah, Giants and Redskins. I'm not really worried about them right now, especially Bears defense against Eli Manning. Yeah. I'm betting by that game, Eli is somewhere between, because I don't know, I don't remember his final total. I have to say he's going to be somewhere between 20 and 25 interceptions if they don't bench him. Which, imagine that, a Manning being benched. Obviously, it's not Peyton right now. Definitely not Peyton.
No way.
But let's get into saving this for the last game we got into, the Cleveland Browns. There is a lot to talk about since we had an episode. I mean, we recorded on Tuesday night last week. On Wednesday, the trade and everything happened for Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts, giving away a first-round draft pick for next year. The Colts are... And everything that meant for the team, I was actually contemplating on either adding a section to the episode last week while I was editing it, like where I talk about the trade and like my thoughts about it, or I was going to call up Joe and we were going to just have another impromptu episode and just talk about it. But I'm like, no, I'm going to let it wait a week. I'm actually happy I did. I mean, my opinion hasn't changed about it, and I'll get into that in a minute before I get Joe's. But I think that now with a win, especially with the Browns, I mean, there was a lot of impressive things that happened. We got Josh Gordon back. Josh Gordon did amazingly well. So did Jordan Cameron. And Whedon being out last week, and now he's actually going to be out this week, coming week two. Hoyer's in the quarterback looking a lot better. Brandon Whedon only had one touchdown in two games. I think, I'm trying to remember the exact count for Hoyer, he either had two or three by the halftime. So he did more. And also, same thing with, I'd say, with Josh Gordon coming back. He was really impressive in the first half compared to Trent Richardson was in the first two games. So everybody who said Trent Richardson was the best offensive player on the team, guess what? You're wrong.
Clearly not.
Yep. So whenever you heard about this trade, what were your thoughts?
I was wondering why, honestly. Well, I mean, Trent Richardson's a good running back. So I was just kind of baffled that they made that trade so early in the season, because you don't really see trades much in the NFL. So it was pretty, you know, it was unexpected.
It was very unexpected. But the worst thing about Cleveland is, especially with the Browns, it's like this constant rebuilding. And I've said it for at least the past year, probably actually the past 2 years, ever since we started this show, one of the worst problems with the team was Randy Lerner, the former owner. He really didn't care. He never spent money on people. I don't think he really put a lot of input of who was going to be in some of the coaching spots. It was just more like, yeah, whatever. Half the time, he wasn't even there. The last fucking GM we had, who came from fucking Green Bay and Seattle, I can't think of his fucking name. Thank God I can't think of his name. I know he was really big on Richardson, and that was basically one of the last things he did was draft him. After it happened, he went on Seattle radio and completely bashed the whole thing and basically said, like, they don't know what they're doing, and Rod Tradinsky, the coach of the Browns right now, is not, like, maybe he said something like he's not showing any type of spine, but like to do this, he's like, if I were coach of the team, I would have marched right up to the owner's office and demand this not happen. A, whatever his fucking name is, I'm gonna have to look it up here in a minute, wouldn't coach for the Browns when he was the GM, even though he was a better coach than he was GM. And he's talking about, like, he would go up to the owner's office and demand it not happen. The owner wasn't even fucking there half the time because he didn't care about the team.
Yeah.
And to me, when the trade happened, I mean, my first reaction was, what? What just happened? But I thought about it. When Haslam came in, Haslam is a guy who spent his money on the team, and he wants them to do well. And when you put your money into something, you're going to make sure things get done your way. So last year, I think the time he came in, he didn't want to make a lot of changes, so he let that go by. And I think as this season has progressed, even though it was only two games, they had things in mind they wanted to do. And I think Trent Richardson wasn't exactly in their plan. And they got an offer from the Colts, who really needed a running back, and it would be add great to their depth chart to have him. And they offered a first-round draft pick. Granted, the Colts aren't going to have a top 10 draft pick. They're probably going to be somewhere in the 20s, easily. But I think the Browns will have, I was going to say, if this we actually did an episode, I would have said they're going to be one or two. So they're definitely going to get a good pick there, and then they're going to have another pick later. So now I'm not exactly sure where they're going to go, but I do think they're going to be high enough. So they're just building towards this future. And the thing is with running backs, too, there's a lot of them that are injury prone. There's a lot of running backs that have like a couple good years and then they fizzle. Like, let's throw it out, for example, the Titans running back, whatever the fuck his name is, Johnson.
Chris Johnson.
Yeah. He had some dynamite season, but he's not as dynamic as he was. He mellowed out. Your rarities in this league are guys like Adrian Peterson, a guy who has longevity. I mean, granted, he doesn't have all great years, but he'll have like a good year, then maybe a decent year, but he'll still be very productive.
Right.
I think Matt Forte goes up there too. It just, he hasn't had that type of season like Adrian Peterson, but he's been very, very durable. Granted, you're going to have injuries, and that is the thing with running backs, injuries. And Trent Richardson has already had injuries. He had I think he had injuries in college. I know he had injuries preseason last year.
Right.
And he had to get surgery for it. And I think he was out like a game or so. Then he got injured halfway through the season, and he was playing injured, which, okay, great. You're playing injured. So when you play healthy, you're going to be a lot better. But are you going to get injured again? And that was what they were concerned about. So I think in the long run, I say within the next couple years, Trent Richardson could very well be a Peyton Hillis, a guy who actually, when he was on the Browns, he was another great. He was great. When they shipped him to Kansas City, he didn't do shit.
Yeah.
And no, we shipped him to Denver and then he went to Kansas City. No. He came from Denver, shipped him. We got rid of him. He went to Kansas City. But basically, he didn't do shit. And that is a start with running backs. The average year, career span is only 3 years. And the way I look at it, average means you do have some that are less. I don't think Richardson's going to be one of those less, but I really don't think he's going to be one of those dynamic Adrian Peterson running backs. Injuries is definitely going to hurt him. So, like I said, my initial reaction was very, you know, what the hell? But as I thought about it, with was only a couple minutes, it made sense.
Right.
And it was basically the Browns saying, we want to build better. We want to have people on this team that we picked. We want to make the right choices. And I'm not sure if people previously made the right choices. So I'm very curious to what they're going to do in next year's draft and the year after that, because I think they're really building towards 2015.
You sound like the Cubs.
I mean, yeah, but it's been a lot longer for the Cubs than it has been the Browns. But I really think they're building more towards 2015. They're going to have a good draft next year, but it's still going to be missing some parts. The only thing that could really help the Browns coming forward is finding enough to go perfectly right for them to where they can sign somebody big.
Right.
I think the biggest signing we had in the offseason, which was fairly big, was Paul Kruger.
Who?
I forget what position he played. Somebody plays defense, and he was on the Ravens Super Bowl team. Like, he literally won the Super Bowl and then came to us.
Yeah, sucks.
I don't know the reason why, but I still think that shows you, like, that was probably the best guy they got in free agency.
Feel bad for him. Actually, he chose to sign with them. What an idiot. Just kidding.
And when it comes to running backs, too, let me ask you, how well did Felix Jones do in Dallas originally?
He was a backup for the longest time, but he didn't do bad. He was the two-back on a two-back team.
Yeah. I was about to say, because definitely, like, during the Steelers game, he didn't do shit. Oh. I mean, yeah, I think he had a few good runs, but majority of the time, he got stuffed. He got stuffed like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah, no.
Well,
never that great.
No. I think that'll do it for our teams for this week. And real quick, before we go to our commercial break, let's get into our teams coming up in the week for week four and what we think they're going to do. Let's start with the Cleveland Browns, since we just got off of them. The Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. I hate doing it. I'm going to have to pick the Cincinnati Bengals. seeing how this is going to be in Cleveland, this could very well be a game where the Browns show some life. But I want to see more from Hoyer. I want to see more from this offense. I don't want this to be, you know, just, I should say, I don't want last week to be one of those games that like, oh, they did great. Now they're going to go back to sucking because now they're going to have more tape on Hoyer and they're going to be able to find something out or what. Like, basically, I want to know whether he's going to be a shit quarterback or a great quarterback.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't want to say great. I want to say good. If you're a great quarterback, that's...
You're not playing for Cleveland.
No, if you're a great quarterback and you're playing for Cleveland, you were drafted.
True.
And we haven't seen that yet of any quarterback we drafted.
Right.
Please see Brandon Weeden, Colt McCoy, Tim Couch, blah, 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 blah. List goes on and on and on.
Johnny Football?
I hope. I would love to see him on the team, but he has that hype behind him that not many quarterbacks have had that the Browns have drafted, so that's good, but I'm not sure if that's what I want. I don't think Aaron Rodgers had that much hype behind him, and look how great he is, you know? People can have the Peyton Manning hype and fall flat.
Yep.
And people can have no hype and be a great damn quarterback, so it's hard to fucking tell.
I completely agree. Oh, is it my turn to pick?
I mean, should I really ask? I mean, you're definitely going to pick the Bengals.
I'm actually picking the Browns this week.
Really?
Yeah, throw a curveball in there.
This is the first time you picked them in a while.
I think it's the first time I've actually picked them in 2 years.
No, you've had to pick them.
No, I'm sure I have. But
I mean, we'd have to do some digging.
Yeah, not this early in the season.
No, definitely not this early in the season. I know you've definitely not picked them this early in the season.
No, but I'm going to do it this week. I don't know why. Cincinnati, they're a great team and all, but they have their flaws. And if they can catch Cleveland off guard, they're done.
If Cleveland... Sorry,
Cincinnati catches Cleveland off guard. No, opposite way around. Cleveland catches Cincinnati off guard. It's fucking cease.
I know, and it's CB too.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Chicago Bears too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. It's definitely going to be an interesting game. I hope I can watch... Yeah, no, I can't say I hope I can watch this. I hope I'm not caring as much as the Bears game, because I could definitely be really into that one, which actually we'll go to that one. The Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions, also a 1 o'clock game. I have to pick the Bears. I think I pick the Bears almost every week. That's kind of... I did have the thing when we first started, when we weren't really keeping track with the league, that I would always pick the Browns and I'd always pick the Bears.
Yeah.
And then when we started doing the league, I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. Because if the Browns are going to do terrible, obviously, like, they're going against a freaking great team. I would say the Patriots, but they have beat the Patriots before. Okay, they're going against the Packers. I'm like, yeah, the Packers are going to beat them. And actually, going back to the Cleveland game, that's the other thing I think of. The Bengals beat the Packers.
Yeah.
What is, like, that's...
I'm still going to go with the Browns.
Okay.
I pick upsets every so often.
Mm-hmm.
This is just an insane upset.
Agreed. To go back to the Lions Bears. Yeah, I'm picking the Bears.
I got the Bears. I don't know if I picked that or not.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Bears. Stop Bears.
Let me see what we have for the Bears. For the picks wise, because actually, to me, it's kind of weird. Detroit's favorite, but I think it's one of those things that because they're home, they're going to be the favorite team to win. And splitting up the picks, the distribution, 59% are siding with the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, Detroit hasn't really showed great football this season. Yeah, they've got Calvin Johnson. Ooh, Reggie Bush. He'll just fumble the whole game.
Yeah, that's the question, whether I would say old Butterfingers, but to me, old Butterfingers is Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's going to be a real test for the Bears. Are they going to be able to shut down Calvin Johnson again, like they did last year?
They do every year. And this, Chicago Sports Radio. Oh, well, what's the stat? Peanut Tillman has more touchdowns in the last... They've played... Calvin Johnson's played 7 games against the Bears. And Tillman's played 6 games against Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson has 2 touchdowns. Tillman has 4.
Damn.
That's
a stat. Yeah, no, that is a stat. I think that... they didn't have a running game. I mean, I think it sucks that I think Javid Best had to retire.
No, I forgot what happened with him.
Me too. I liked him, but when he first came in the league, he was really good. Then he got a concussion, and that completely fucked his world up. Because I think that was some point before last season, and he was going out the whole season. I want to say I swear he had to retire. But basically, that was their only running game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Javid Best. is considered a free agent. I think he was cut. He only played two seasons.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Reggie Bush gives them a running game, so they have the Bears defense will have to basically step up, and this would be a good test for them with where they stand. I definitely think the Bears can do it. I would like to see them come out victorious. I mean, not just because they're my team, but I think if they were to lose this week and next week, 3-2, yeah, I mean, they'll still be definitely in the top, probably top two of the division, but I think that could hurt a little bit of morale. I wouldn't mind seeing them win this week, then lose next week.
Yeah.
And let's move on to the Dallas Cowboys at San Diego Chargers.
Late game. Well, 3 o'clock game. Boo.
4:30 Eastern.
Yeah, that means I can watch more of it because they'll show more of that on Red Zone. Because there's only 1, 2, 3, 4... 305, 325, 3 whatever games this week.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, whatever. But San Diego, not the greatest team in the world.
No,
pick the Cowboys.
Yeah, pick the Cowboys too. Let me see. The San Diego Chargers are at 1-2. The only team they beat were obviously the Eagles.
Everyone beats the Eagles.
But you know what? They had a really close game with... I think I said this last week. They had a really close game with the Texans and a close game with the Titans.
The Titans.
Dude, the Titans, let me pull up that division only has one 0-3 team. The rest are 2-1. And obviously the 0-3 team is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Can we say Detroit Lions? If you get that, Detroit Lions not winning any game, Jacksonville.
Because I was like, wait a minute, Detroit's has wins. What are you talking about? Wrong division. Yeah, could be. It would be interesting. Let's say the Browns don't win another game. But thing is, the Browns and the Jaguars have a game on the schedule.
Yeah. Well,
I'm curious to see if the Jaguars pull something out by between now and then. And I'm curious to see what the Browns do. I kind of wanted the Browns to go 0-16. Or 1-15 is fine. But definitely have it where, like, both the teams didn't have a single win going into that game. So you knew somebody was coming out with a win. And basically, winner gets a win, the loser gets the first pick.
Yeah, I mean, whoever gets first pick is going to probably draft Johnny Manziel if he enters the draft this season.
I forget the name of the other quarterback.
Exactly.
No, I mean, there's another quarterback that's already know that he's going to be in the draft. He's a quarterback. Somebody, I forget. It's from, like, Carolina. I don't remember. I'm terrible with college sports. I hate college sports.
Yeah, me too. I don't watch.
Like, I know the names I hear a lot of, and I'll be learning whoever this guy's name is through time, but obviously the name we hear right now is Johnny Manziel.
And he has a hot girlfriend.
So he'll fit well in the quarterbacks of the NFL.
Yes, except hot girlfriend and, you know, lavish lifestyle doesn't go well in Cleveland.
There's a first time for everything.
You're right. I mean, Shaq did go there once.
Hey, don't talk about Shaq. I love Shaq. I was ecstatic that he became the freaking Cleveland Cavalier. Ecstatic. Been a fan of his since he joined the league. But this isn't NBA.
You're right. Podcast. This is NFL.
But I will say fuck LeBron. Yeah, I picked the Cowboys. You picked the Cowboys, right?
Well, yeah.
Obviously. Well, I guess it's time to take a really short commercial break, and we'll be back right after these messages. Actually, we got two commercials for special.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Did you know we've moved?
Move it! I like to move it, move it.
Our new home at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, bringing you new content like Fight Show Live and the Spanish Announce Table, and the same shows that you come to enjoy like Old School at the Movies, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Make sure you check us out every week, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
What's up, people? Mr. Old School, alter ego to Da Mounty, here to let you know about a new podcast that I've been working on called Old School at the Movies. We talk all about the latest news and rumors, we review stats, we've got our own movie review of the week, predictions, contests, all that good stuff. Check us out at oldschoolmovies.net. Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
And we're back, and thanks to Old School at the Movies and Trending Topics Network for those commercials. And granted, you've heard the Trending Topics Network one, but Old School at the Movies, check it out. I'm on it every week.
Yeah, Trending Topics Network, Piper the DJs, Trending Mobile Technologies. Make sure you listen. I don't know when it's going to air, but sometime mid-October, I'll be on there again.
So yeah, check all that stuff out, and we need to get some more commercials, but that's a whole different story. And let's go into the rest of the games for the week. We have the San Francisco 49ers at the St. Louis Rams. What is happening with the defending NFC champs? But I'm still going to pick them. If this ends up being comes up being a tie again, fuck you both.
I forgot about that. Oh, that'd be epic. 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And one. And early in the season, be able to say 3-2-1.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. Well, of course, we're on Yahoo now, and Yahoo doesn't have that mixed in with the teams, and I'm not going to look them up, so I say fuck it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm picking San Francisco because I just can't see them lose another game as bad as they have. I mean, they have, what, one touchdown in the last two games?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's bad. So yeah, they should step up this week.
Yeah, I think the 49ers and the Rams are both 1-2. Yeah, I'm going to have to stick with the 49ers. I think it's going to be a real inkling maybe of how the Rams are. Part of me thinks that they're a better team than the record shows, but they beat the Cardinals, but yay, the Cardinals. They lost a semi-close one to the Falcons, 31-24, and the Cowboys, 31-7.
Yeah.
Well, imagine this, though. If the Rams beat the 49ers, it would easily say the Cowboys are better than the 49ers.
I can agree with that.
And next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. I'm picking an upset with the Buffalo Bills.
Damn it. We both have the same pick. I've got Buffalo.
Yeah, I think Ravens are the defending Super Bowl champs, but I'm just not feeling them. They're up 88-12% in the polls, but I'm definitely going with Buffalo on this crazy one.
Yeah, EJ Manuel not looking too shabby. I mean, he's not Ryan Fitzpatrick, but
yeah, I personally like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He has some really good games there, but he's no longer there anymore. But let's get on to the next game. The New York Football Giants at the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Kansas City Chiefs are the favorites, and that's who I'm going to pick. Because if you want fantasy points, you're going to pick Eli Manning only if interceptions are worth massive amount of points.
Wait, hold on. I think he just threw another interception when he was handing off the coffee this morning.
Something like he got turnover mania. He got it from McNabb or Tony Romo. It seems to run in that division.
Yeah, very true. I'm definitely not picking the Giants.
Definitely not.
He just threw another interception.
Yeah, because last week you're playing NHL and this week you're playing
Madden. Yeah, and Eli Manning just threw an interception.
are you getting the baseball game for next week?
No.
Tiger Woods?
Maybe.
WWE 2K14?
In October, absolutely.
Yeah.
Week is October. Holy cow.
Shit, yeah, it is. Fuck. Anyway, let's move on to the next game. The Pittsburgh Steelers at the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota. I might be going up to Minnesota in a couple of weeks, not to Minneapolis, but to a little town called Duluth, where one of our after our call centers are. It's surrounded by nursing colleges, and there's three females to every guy. So excited to go there. So I'm picking the Vikings, and because the Pittsburgh Steelers look like ass.
So there's three chicks to every guy. Man, that's gonna be really hard for you to find another dude. I'm also picking the Minnesota Vikings on this one. I'm really curious to see what the Steelers do, though, because 0-3, and this will be a step for if they go 0-4, I think their season is pretty much 100% done.
Goodbye, Mr. Tomlin.
Yeah. Am I the only person that whenever I see Tomlin, I just go, ham bone? Which says it's football related, too, because obviously I'm referring to bad lip reading. Have you seen the McDonald's Mighty Wing commercials?
No.
They star Colin Kaepernick and Joe Flacco. And they do one, like, remember the old Nothing But Net commercials?
Yeah.
They do one kind of like that where they're playing for the wings and then as a joke, the lights go
out. Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Well, there's that one, but there's another one that I just seen the other day, and it's the bad lip reading guys. Oh. It's clearly their same voice. They take game footage and turn them into a commercial.
Nice.
For McDonald's. It's fucking hilarious. Orange Peanut for me. Anyway, that's, I love that video.
Yeah, it's definitely a good video.
But every time I see Mike Tomlin, I kept saying it during Sunday night's game. Every time that shit, I go, Hambone. anyway, moving on. We have the Arizona Cardinals at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And news coming out of Tampa Bay that they have bench Josh Freeman, believe it or not, for a quarterback I've never heard his name in my life. We're not going to get into it. No, not Tim Tebow. Anyway, even with that, I'm going to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I kind of want to pick the Cardinals, though, because of benching Josh Freeman. But I'm going to pick them. They're currently the favorites, 62-38.
Yeah, I also have Tampa Bay winning this game.
Real curious to see how that new quarterback does. And speaking of new quarterback, the Indianapolis Colts at the Jacksonville Jaguars. The voting spread is 97-3%, and that is not our biggest margin yet. I'm picking the Colts because the Jaguars are they're bad. Southern Cleveland.
I'm picking the Jacksonville Jaguars. Indianapolis Colts.
I will admit this though. I'm picking the Colts, but I'm kind of rooting for the Jaguars. and actually staying within that division slightly, the Seattle Seahawks at the Houston Texans. I'm going to stick with the Seahawks. Texans have fallen off in my book, and the Seahawks have actually stepped up to where I had the Texans.
Yeah, if you go back and listen to last season, I think I started off the season high on the Houston Texans. I think I picked them every week. And then I started picking the Seahawks, and now I'm going to keep going with the Seahawks because they are freaking outstanding this season.
Yeah, I mean, they are one of the 3-0 teams, and I could definitely see them going up 4-0.
Yep, easily.
And finishing off that AFC division, the New York Jets, who... Okay, I thought they were 3-0, but they're 2-1. I just had to double-check that. I had to double-check that.
Jets 3-0?
At the Tennessee Titans.
Lucky they're 2-1.
Well, they don't have Sanchez anymore.
It doesn't matter.
You should say Rex Ryan is lucky that they're at that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But anyway, New York Jets at the Tennessee Titans. Titans are the favorites, and they're my favorite to win, too.
Me, too. They've looked really good this year.
It's really surprising, though, in that division, besides the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they're just bad.
Yeah, but we all knew that.
And we've hit that part of the show, something that I need to come up with a little clip to play. The biggest margin in picks, 98% to 2%, for very good reason. The Philadelphia Eagles at the Denver Broncos. Yeah, Peyton Manning, I don't know whether anybody knows this. He's kind of good. He's got like the most touchdowns within three games. The team as a whole is averaging roughly 40 points within three games.
I would like to retract any statements I made last season about Peyton Manning.
Yeah, because you said he was going to be out. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peyton Manning is still good.
Yeah.
No, and every
better than good. He's better than Peyton was before Peyton got hurt.
I think it's pretty amazing. Almost every power ranking that I happen to see, because it's the thing about power rankings, they're subjective. But number one and two have been the same in almost every single power ranking I've seen. Number one, actually, let's go number two. Number two, the Seattle Seahawks. Number one, clearly the Denver Broncos. And actually, I think three of it was the same in a lot of them, and that was, believe it or not, the Chicago Bears.
Wow, not bad.
And I heard on one of the podcasts that I briefly listened to, their power ranking, the guy said who picked the Bears in at number three, he said obviously the Seahawks and the Broncos. I mean, they're like right now they're in a class of their own. They're clearly better than every other team, and he said he believes the Bears fall short from that, but they're still better than from what we've seen, still better than every other team. So just throwing that out there. But yeah, Denver Broncos, they're gonna, yeah. I think it should be at this point, how many points are they gonna score?
As long as I've got Peyton Manning not starting on my fantasy team, they can score as much as they want.
I don't have him on any of my fantasy teams. I have Welker in like a couple.
Yeah, I have Peyton Manning and Julian, or that guy Thomas, the tight end who all of a sudden became amazing.
Yeah.
So as long as they keep throwing to each other, Peyton keeps throwing to him, scoring touchdowns, I'm happy.
Yeah, so moving on. The Washington Redskins, who are the favorites, at the Oakland Raiders. I'm picking the Raiders.
We were on the same brain waves tonight or something, because I'm picking the Raiders also.
I mean, right now it's RG 0-3. You haven't heard that?
Yes, I have, but it's amusing.
Yeah. I think Terrell Pryor is going to be a great quarterback in this league.
Yeah. I
really do.
I picked him up in fantasy last year just thinking he might actually play, but unfortunately he didn't. I think it was...
I thought he played towards the end of the year. I thought he played like the last game or something.
It wasn't very long.
I think the Raiders suffer from not really having any players.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really have any wide receivers. They have Darren McFadden. That's pretty much it. And I think if you put some wide receivers there, you get them a little bit better running back and have Terrell Pryor be that another quarterback who could do the read option, I think that team is going to be outstanding. But much like Cleveland, which actually I was pissed the Browns didn't pick him up because he was, I'm trying to remember, he was like late in the draft.
Mm.
Or no, he might have been supplemental. I can't remember, but it was basically with him because he was going to be he had to be out certain games because of the whole OSU shit.
Oh,
so in Oakland, like, they didn't have to worry about it. They're like, yeah, they threw him on there, but I thought he would have been great in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And let's move on to the Sunday night game, the New England Patriots, who are not the favorites.
Which, wow,
who knows when the last time we've seen that. At the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm picking the Falcons.
I've got the Patriots.
I mean, I can, it's hard for me to pick against the Patriots because I do find myself kind of a fan of Tom Brady and what the Patriots do from time to time, but fucking Falcons. Oh, Falcons are 1-2. I didn't really think about that. You know what? I'm actually going to switch my pick.
No, switch them.
And I'm going to hit save so it doesn't screw up. Yeah, I'm going to switch it to the Patriots. So, yeah.
Okay.
And that moves on to our Monday night game, the 3-0 Miami Dolphins at the 3-0 New Orleans Saints. The Saints are at home. The Saints are on fire. Sean Payton's back. I'm going to still pick the Saints.
Yeah, I've been on the Miami bandwagon for the last 3 weeks. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. Miami.
You're taking your pick to South Beach.
I'm taking my pick to South Beach. You're right. I can't believe I just did that.
You're fired.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing right now. I think before we get into our pick of the week, I think right now with, I mean, we have a lot of 0-3 teams and 3-0 teams.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Bears, Broncos, Chiefs, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Seahawks. That's a lot of teams that are 3-0. More of them on AFC, which shows you how weak they are. Anyway, of all these teams, which one do you think stays undefeated the longest?
Undefeated?
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos.
Do you think they're going to go 16-0?
No, they will lose a game. Have to.
That's the thing. Like, me and Mop were talking about this the other night, and you look at their schedule and some of the people they have. Pull this up real quick. Eagles, Cowboys, Jaguars, Colts. So that'll be interesting because that'll be in Indianapolis. Redskins, Chargers. Chargers could be a battle because the Chargers play really good against Peyton Manning. And we'll see if that still sticks. The Chiefs, see where the Chiefs are. That could, by week 11, that could be a whole different story.
Yeah.
The Patriots, and that will be in New England. That'll be interesting. Then Chiefs, Titans, Chargers, Texans, Raiders. I mean, I think they're going to be the number one seed, bottom line,
easily,
in the AFC. A part of me wants the Broncos to go 16-0, but lately I have found Broncos fans to be real annoying, especially a lot of the Cleveland-based ones, because they shit on the Browns, and I'm going, a couple years ago, you had fucking Tim Tebow. Shut the fuck up. You got lucky with Peyton Manning.
True. Very true. But don't forget, Tebow has as many wins in the playoffs as Peyton Manning with Denver.
That will obviously change this year when Peyton Manning gets at least one more.
Yes.
And of all the teams that we have, let me see, who are winless: Jaguars, Vikings, Giants, Steelers, Buccaneers, Redskins. Which one of these teams will have the first pick in the draft? I mean, is it unanimous, the Jaguars?
Yeah, most definitely.
And you know what's really weird too, looking at the league and as a whole, the Cleveland Browns have the same record as the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
And the 49ers.
You can live in heaven for a couple of days.
It's amazing.
Once in a lifetime.
Or not. This isn't the Rock and Jump.
Until next year.
All right, before we go, let's get into our pretty swell pick of the week, anyway, prettyswellguys.com. They're our friends. Check them out. They need to post episodes soon. Damn it.
Why? Not no episodes.
Chris is in Chicago. Kirk is still here. They haven't found a way to do it through Skype because they want good quality,
mm-hmm.
which technically they should use Pamela.
Right.
Seems to work just fine for us. I think they want a little bit better quality than that, but I think you can still work it out. Yeah, so that's shit that they have to work out.
We'll work it out.
But what is your pretty swell pick of the week?
My pretty swell pick of the week. I think it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys. Have to. It's time. My time's now.
I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans win over the New York Jets.
It's a good one.
So I think that'll do it for things here. You got any final words before we go?
No, I don't. But the Cowboys are doing good, and that I'm going to be on a boat Friday night. I'm going to stand on the front of it and go, I'm on a boat!
Original. Are you going to be the king of the world?
No, I'm not going to be gay.
Anyway, you know one thing we haven't done in quite a while, which I realized this last week when I was editing the show?
Was that?
We don't plug our Facebook. We don't plug our Twitter. Or even our personal Twitter.
Or our website?
Or the website, which we need to figure out a way where we don't have to put www.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
Yeah, please do.
I know how to fix it. I just have done it.
But anyway, you should visit Kayfabe Sports, or for right now, www.kayfabesports.com. And also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at HeavyStat330. Joe?
At RealJoeBJR. Yeah.
Not to be confused with any other Joe BJRs. So you know.
I'm the real one.
He's the real one.
The real McCoy.
The real mother effing news.
That's right.
So yeah, I think that'll do it for us here this week. For Joe Bennett, I'm HeavyStat, and this is NFL Easy Picks right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work. And let's get back to some more football. Thanks.